Now, we're live tonight. It's Monday night. Now, stop. Stop. It's Monday night. I'm here for one reason. We are going to raise $300,000 by this Sunday. How long has it been since we've had a marathon? You have drifted in your commitments. I am fed up with looking at the Secret 16 board and seeing at the close of August, when we started with Hope Street with some steel and glass in view, we had 700 people give $10,000. I have watched it over the years. You lower the bar, and Christians jump at the chance of lowering their capacity. That we've only got 160-some of the 700 that are to give $3,000 by Christmas is a disgrace to this congregation. To this congregation that gets $8,000 a day worth of airtime so you can turn on in Los Angeles every night and be taught. Now, I've been telling you that have any brain. New people haven't got any yet. If you're not a tither, and if 29 years has not convinced you that I know how to study the Bible, and I am totally compelled to the truth that it presents, if you're not a tither, you're no more saved than a jackrabbit. And don't give me all this crap about, well, I don't know what my net income is until the end of the year. Tell the IRS you don't want your employer withholding your paycheck anymore because you don't know what your net income is going to be at the end of the year. What are you going to say to the Lord who died for you? I don't care enough to give as much to God as the government takes out of my check. Don't talk to me about hard times. I was teaching the previous half hour. The widow had only enough for one meal. It wasn't until she sacrificed that and put God, represented by God's man in that case, ahead of herself and her boy, the supply train started. You've been luxuriating in the teaching I've been doing. The first 15 years I was here, I had to beat you into understanding if you're not a giver, you don't have God. You can't have the Spirit of God and not be a giver. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of His, which means you're going to hell. I don't care what your surface junk is. None of you in your surface performance can match the worst Pharisee in Jerusalem. Now, I want this 700 going up tonight. It's a crime that that red flag, Secret 16 to the left, the 700, that only give 3,000 by Christmas. Sell your second car. You should have made the pledge in January. So go take an equity loan on your home. And you better start tithing. Now, between now and Sunday, I don't care whether it's tithe that you've not been paying or tithe that you are paying and you have to pay your portion this week. I don't care whether it's offering that goes to Secret 16. I don't care if it's a commitment to Secret 16 you've already made. How much of it are you going to put in this week? And if you haven't made a commitment to Secret 16, then the first 1,000 better come in this week. I want 300 people giving $1,000 this week. I don't care whether it's your tithe. I repeat, I don't care if it's part of your Secret 16 commitment, or if it's just a general recognition you slacked off on your giving. I want 300 people giving $1,000 by this Sunday. We used to have to do this about twice a month. You've gotten spoiled, and August is always the worst month of the year. I want 300 people giving $1,000 this week. And we're starting right now, and we ain't quitting this week until we get it. If we don't get it, there won't be any cathedral service Sunday. I will go somewhere else and start making my plans to go to a city that responds to this message. I'm tired of having crowds like I had on my birthday and look at the holes in the congregation on Sunday. I'm tired of your spoiled brat, callous approach. I'm tired of those that have decided, since I'm putting the pressure on, you're leaving. Well, good riddance. I yelled at a woman in the hall the other night. Yelled at her. At least her husband is in here trying and committed. She's going to college to take a class in astronomy. I want somebody to tell me, when her husband is in this ministry, what a class in astronomy is going to do for God. She'd be better off to get herself a job at McDonald's and pay the whole salary to the church. I'm tired of self-righteous, hypocritical, at-ease Christians in this congregation. Somebody's been here for a long time. I don't know why all these things are going wrong with my family. He's got to be the stupidest man on this planet, and very ungrateful that God still cares enough to try to get his lunkhead attention. I haven't seen him on these phones. I haven't seen his family on these phones. I'm getting like God, who can't stand the presence of the sin he had to face. I'm a sinner, but I can't stand and don't have to stand the hypocrisy in front of me as I pour my life into teaching you the words of life. If you're not a giver, you're going to hell. It's bad enough that you're not one of those in here carrying the fight with us all the time. It's bad enough that this ministry is not the most important thing in your life. But it's intolerable that you're not giving like you used to. You go backwards in your commitment, you have backslid. Now, I want the first ones on the phone, and there will be 300 people this week give $1,000. Well, what do you need it for? It's none of your business. That ain't the issue. Maybe we don't need it. I've been carrying this ministry for years. It's the biggest donor in the congregation. You are going to show that you care. And as we approach the Feast of the Tabernacles, you're going to recognize that the fact that you are still alive at this stage in this year, and that you still have anything, is because of God's grace. And if you don't know that, you're just another Pharisee going to hell. I want this church back to where it was, at least over the years. You became the givingest church in the nation. Now you're just another bunch of pseudo-Christians. Now get on the telephone and start this climb of 700 giving, 3,000 by Christmas, and I want whatever its source, whether it's tithe, overtithe, past commitments, paying debts you still owe here. I want 300 people giving 1,000 by Sunday. So who's going to be first? You guys better catalog it over there and start another stack right in front of me here till I can watch it. 300 people giving $1,000 by Sunday. And I want the 700 giving 3,000 by Christmas. You can just pay the first of the 3,000 this week. Now get on the telephone. Now, I've caught the devil by surprise. Even my wife didn't know what I was going to do tonight. But now that he knows, the battle line has been drawn. You old-timers that know what these marathons call forth, you better keep these phones busy with faith even after you've made your commitment. God knows the truth, so you better not use what I'm going to say as an excuse for not giving maximum sacrifice. But there are some of you that cannot give the 1,000 by Sunday. Well, then double what you were going to give. I want everybody participating. And we ought to raise 500,000, including those that don't give the 1,000. I'm focusing on 300 are going to give 1,000. Unless you don't understand, speed up your Secret 16 commitment. Your regular giving, your tithes, whatever. Just increase whatever you were going to give, 300 of you, to 1,000 this week. And I want to see the numbers go up of those of the 3,000, or the 700 rather, that are going to give 3,000 by Christmas. Start it by giving 1,000 this week. I aim to find 300 people by Sunday giving $1,000 this week by Sunday. Now get on the phone. Now, it takes a while to get the good habits back, displacing the old. We'll win this battle if there's faith on these lines. We'll win this battle when this room is full of faith. We'll win this battle when you decide it's your battle. When you get out of your foxhole, like the whole war depends upon you. There are 300 people in this congregation, including their tithe, by adding an offering, or by speeding up their payment on Secret 16, or starting Secret 16, or adding the tabernacle offering at $203 ahead of time, which is coming up in the tabernacle period, adding another $75 or $750 to celebrate my birthday, which I don't want. I want it in this offering. I mean, you can say I'm adding $750 to your birthday. That's fine. I've already bought the Complutensian polyglot. I'll put it into this $300,000. Whatever is a debt you feel you owe or an offering you joyously want to make, you figure out how to combine them until you're one of the 300 giving $1,000 for this Sunday. You are the beneficiary, a lot of you people, of the years when we had to do this at least twice a month and usually once a week. You've been having it easy, drinking in the food, and not even a third of this congregation is paying tithe. I'm telling you, no matter how you sit there and pride yourself in being a part of this congregation, if you're not a tither, you're going to hell. You don't belong to God. You won't recognize you belong to Him. And don't try some asinine calculation that you haven't figured it out yet. The true saint of God will risk going overboard rather than going underboard. Now, I want everybody listening to me that cares for this ministry across the nation, on my side, as Joshua drew a line and said, choose you this day. And on my side, you just put the coffee pot on, or whatever you drink, and you pull up a chair and get a phone close to wherever you're watching and listening, and you keep these phones active. I got, I'm not going to tell you what I got now, 300 must give $1,000 by whatever combination of tithe, past commitments, new commitments, by Sunday. And I get on the telephone. Now, I need your help particularly right now. We had something going. We had something going. And the next staff member who's been given a chance to be security guard at the gate, he was the doorkeeper. That was his orders. You stay on the door. But he had to come and go through the door and create a scene that has set us back, showing off, and wouldn't stay by his post. Now, I'm sure that before the next song, I will find somebody that can tend the door and send him home. I told you the devil didn't know what I was going to do. But he quickly found somebody who no longer works here today because he's been nothing but a problem. Everything he does is designed to show himself off. So the devil found the guy that would kill the spirit in here, and I need double duty by all of you to bring it back.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at a couple of staff members. Isn't this the troublemaking guy?
Yes, sir.
Who do I have in here that's done the door before? You want to go do the door? And Val, you want to go deal with the one and tell him why he's going home?
Yes, sir.
And don't think of coming back until I get an apology that convinces me that he can get himself and his pride under control.
Yes, sir.
I won't ever see him again until he recognizes what he did to kill this tonight.
Yes, sir.
Which is what he's been doing ever since he's been here. He's a self-preening little rooster who must be the center of attention, who is determined, no matter what it does to me and to this festival, to show off what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
And when asked what he's doing coming and going through that door, well, he's making pledges. He's making pledges by increments, and making sure that I see it. Reminds me of another staff member I had that would always make sure that I saw him dropping his envelope in. This is a spiritual battle, folks. You want to get on my side with me?
Yes, sir.
And help restore what we had going until this arrogant, egocentric, show-offy Pharisee ruined it?
Yes, sir.
Get on the phone. Now, what I cannot believe, find very difficult to believe, is not one person has responded yet to be one of the 700 giving 3,000 by Christmas. Not one person. You know how quickly, if God lifts His care off of you, an accident or a catastrophe could use up $3,000? and not one person has stepped forward to move that ribbon up to be one of the 700 giving 3,000 by Christmas. And the first 1,000 you're going to give this week. We've got a mountain to climb this week. We're going to climb it if you'll keep the phones busy with faith. Now get on the telephone. You know, I feel we need to have 100,000 committed tonight. I know my entire congregation doesn't watch every night. And all week long, we will work and fight to get this commitment to bring us together in a fight of faith again. You've gotten out of shape. 7 more and I'll be at 50, which is halfway to the 100 we need tonight. I repeat, it doesn't matter whether it's your tithe, paying a secret 16 commitment already made and not finished. And if you're one of those that have committed 10,000 and are putting off paying it, pay it this week. That counts as 10 of the 300. Doesn't matter if it's paying tabernacle offerings early. You add up your tithe, your offerings, any extra sacrifice until you're one of the 300 that commits $1,000 by this Sunday. But my big concern is that you're not responding to Secret 16. It's a disgrace if I was telling you that we were doing something spectacular that you could see. You'd be lining up. Secret 16 these 2 years is the most valuable thing that we have done with any secret and guarantees participation in every part of this ministry as we've shored up every part of the ministry with Secret 16. And that we do not have even half of the 700 giving 3,000 by Christmas is a disgrace for this congregation. This is a giving congregation. You prove the genuineness of God's Spirit in you by the way you give. Now is the time this week for some of you that have been slacking off to start over again. Now get on the telephone. You know, only 6 more and I'll be halfway to the 300 that are giving 10,000. That's what amazes me. 6 more and I'll be halfway to the 300 giving 10,000 by Christmas. But the reason I'm concentrating on the 700 giving 3,000 is we're not even a third of the way to the 700. I said earlier, I find it impossible to believe. When Elijah was sent to the widow at Zarephath, before God began to supply her, she thought she was sacrificing. She turned the key in obedience and faith. She turned the key to her supply ever after. But she had to give a third of it up. That's more than a tithe. She had to give a third of it up. You read the Old Testament and you sacrifices. You think somebody provided those sheep and those lambs and those goats and those bullocks? And we're coming to that period, the tabernacle time, when in recognition that God had taken them through another year and that He provided all that they had, they moved out of their houses into the streets and built a temporary structure, or into the yard and built a temporary structure, out of tree limbs and brush, and lived in it for 7 days to remind them, as they looked at what they had, that all they had came from God. It was the most joyous feast of the year. And they gave 203 sacrifices in 1 week, mostly bullocks. Nobody provided them for them. They had to take it out of their herd. And yet it was the most joyous feast. You cannot claim God's Spirit in you if it doesn't make a giver out of you. They hadn't been taught enough in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit made them give everything they had. That's why God loves the hilarious giver. He recognizes himself at work in you. I haven't done a lot of teaching on giving. I expect you to listen to it already on the network. But some of you need to be caught up to the reality of Christianity. The tithe is the Lord. You're a thief and a robber. To keep it in your hand a day. If they borrowed from it, they had to pay back double. It is not yours. You're not your own. But God has laid a claim on the tenth. Now some of you could not catch up the rest of your life with back tithes you haven't paid. But you can start anew tonight. Now I want 300 people giving 1,000 by Sunday. And I want these phones to stay busy. Quit copping out after a couple of calls. Get on the phone. Now you're slacking off in the calling. That's human. Why preach Sunday? Men ought always, always, you ought always to pray. That's to wish forward and put your wish in words. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth proclamation is made. That's what prayer is. And I took you to the amazing reality that in, though I didn't say this Sunday morning, the Old Testament really doesn't have a verb to pray. Because all of their prayer words are preceded. They have words like making petition or asking, but they don't have a word strictly to pray. Because all of their prayer words are enveloped in the praise words I've been teaching you. And in the midst of their praise and the audience obtained by praise, they present their petition. They enter into his courts with thanksgiving. They enter into his presence with thanksgiving. They enter into his courts with praise. They enter into his presence with praise. Oh, hallelujah is pulled out of you because of a impossible to contain appreciation for the shining of God's light into your life. Yada, you extend your hands toward him as long as they don't go by your pocketbook en route. Get on board. Every dimension of your life is owned and controlled by him. He bought you and purchased you. God's not an add-on to your life. He wants to bless you in the things that you do. But you owe a participation with the church that feeds you and gives you the light and the life to handle your own problems where you are. And the quid pro quo starts with the tithe. The tithe is the Lord's. You put it where you get your spiritual food. Now, some of you have been copping out on it. And I just got another member of the 300, so five more. I'm at halfway on that group of Secret 16 that give 10,000 by Christmas. But there's someone listening to me that can add to that 145, moving it to 50, and pay the 10,000 this week. We don't have a congregation of nothing but paupers. Now, I'm coming down on you. I want 300,000 by Sunday. We will not get it if you don't get on the side with me and keep faith in this line, in this room, by getting on the line. Keep calling. And if you can't give the 1,000, and there's not too many that can't, to tell the honest truth, if you had a sickness in your family and you were going to have to come up with 1,000, you'd do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't give me your excuses. If a relative dies on the East Coast and you have to fly there and make arrangements, you'll come up with 1,000. 300 of you must give 1,000 by Sunday. Can be tithe, can be offerings of any kind, can be past commitments, new commitments. But all of you are going to give something, and all of you should stay on the phone that are listening that care about this ministry. Make sure you talk to every voice of faith in here and then start over with them. Now get on the telephone. My spirit tells me there's somebody watching that can give 10,000 and add to the 145 of the 300 giving 10,000 and can send it this week. We need some of you nobles to step up to speed up the count. I'm at 57 and I'm coming to 60, and I don't want to slow down in the 60s. That's when the devil will take a stand, and that's when you better bull our way through. Get these phones busy. 300 of you, at least 100 tonight, giving 1,000 by Sunday. You're on the phone. You know, the first fight in the Bible was over giving. Still going on. Cain wanted to give his way. Abel humbly came and obeyed God. It cost him his life, but he's better off than Cain is tonight. The issue is not your benefits like a lot of these seed faith people are telling you. The issue is whether or not you're on the Lord's side and he's on your side. The tithe is the Lord's, not discussable. Every discussable thing thereafter, and the first fruits of the Lord's, everything else, at that point is the first point you start giving. I don't want the word even used, giving your tithes. I don't want you even think about tithe being a contribution. How far from God are you thinking that you're going to take contribution credit and tell the IRS and get a deduction for tithe? That's just another way to steal. Try to take deduction credit for repaying money to the bank that you borrowed. Take a deduction credit for the payments you make on your car. The tithe is the Lord's. And this is one of those times when you have a chance to start over with God and be forgiven and not have to calculate all the past tithe you didn't pay. Now, you only start over, I believe, so many times, then God just leaves you alone. But tonight is start over time. And we're at 60. I don't like 60. The devil's number. He'll always try to stop us in the 60s. I want 10 people or one person or some combination to get us into the 70s in a hurry. And we're en route to 100 tonight. We ought to get the full 300 tonight. But we're going to get the 100. I feel sorry for some of you sitting home. I just told my wife to ask one of the staff members that's here if his wife's home working for the Lord tonight. At least I look around and see a few wives in here of some of my staff members. I mean, it's one thing if you got some small children you're taking care of at home. Some of you have gotten in very bad habits because we have not been having nightly festivals. Some of you wives out there make me want to puke. Your husbands are in here shoulder to shoulder fighting the battle of faith. You're sitting home waiting to pounce on him when he comes home and complain about your stupid little sniveling needs. Some of you undedicated wives might go through menopause a little better if you get your acting gear and get here answering the phones. I'm sick of the women in this church. I'm still mad at that one who wants to study astronomy. Not as though she's a 20-year-old going to take up astronomy as a profession. She's in her 40s. Studying astronomy. And I understand she studied geology last year. Why didn't she go to Fuller and learn Greek? Learn something that will make her a better companion to her wife and a better member of this church. Or better companion to her husband. No slam intended on the husband, but maybe he has it coming because he needs to, you know. And they say, you women sit home and judge your husband. Last time I checked, you got one job, and that's to make him feel like Lord and Master. I'll put up with you as long as you work for the Lord. Well, you stupid broad, get your ass in here working for the Lord. This has been a man's church, and I'm about to eliminate some more women. I want to give dispensations for divorces and new marriage, as long as they get somebody that will get in here and help them serve God. All you queenies out there, I'm tired of you. I feel sorry for you. This is the first real fight of faith we've had here in a long time, and you're sitting home and not, instead of being here in the middle of it. Get on the phone and say, I'm on the way, and you better come in with a smile, too. You're all lucky I'm not your husband. Get on the phone. Now, this is the first time we've gone through a song, and there hasn't been an addition to the commitments en route to 300. We stopped dead at 60, just like I said. Now, 10 of you have to rise to the challenge, or one person that gives 10. I want out of the 60s. I want faith in this room. Well, I'm still talking about studying astronomy. Why don't you take a computer course so she can transcribe messages? Or study Greek or Hebrew so she can transcribe my messages a little better. I'm still upset about that. That anybody that's listening to my teaching going out and go study astronomy just because they're curious, with a bunch of ungodly scientism crammed down her throat. Take my teaching on God's gospel and the stars. Get in here and take a course on how to answer the phone with some faith. Get in here. Get on the phone. I want out of the 60s. Get on the phone. Still stuck at 62. That's the second song where no one came over here with a pledge. Come on. If you just tuned in, we're on a marathon. We haven't been on one for a long time. Some of you know you used to do this 4 and 5 times a year. Take it out of savings, take it out of retirement, whatever you have to do. 300 people have to give $1,000 by Sunday. Now, I'm at 62. I want 100 at least tonight. Now get me out of these 60s. Get on the telephone. Get every phone in this room busy. I'm at 64. That's even worse. I got 6 to go to get to 70. Here's somebody call and says, you are damn right. In the last year, I divorced a bitch that wouldn't come down and support the ministry. My new woman is persistently and patiently requesting to come down and help. For that, you and I know, Pastor, sometimes God gives us a wife upgrade. Make sure she doesn't study astronomy. I'm studying astronomy, God, so I can study Uranus. That's really close to what Paul said. I count all things but dung that I might know you. I mean, what is going on with the people I've been teaching? You don't grow enough in the Lord that you become like Paul. There's nothing as important to you as knowing the Lord. Paul studied at the feet of Gamaliel. But you count all things but loss as dung, that he might know Christ, and fellowship with his suffering. Now, quit playing church. Quit standing still in your commitments. There's plenty of you watching me right now that have been in past marathons, and you've acted in faith, sacrificed, and trusted God, and he's never failed you. Now get back in the habit of giving. I want hilarious giving tonight, and we're at 64. I want to get to 70 in a hurry. Now get on the phone, all of you. You ought to be smitten in your conscience if you're a King's House or a member of this congregation and you've sat there the whole night and haven't called. If you're here watching anywhere and are part of this ministry, let him that's taught in the Word share materially with the one that taught you. And you're sitting there not even making a sacrificial offering, even though you can't go the 1,000? This is a time that every single person rises and pays a debt to God for his word. Now get on the telephone. Now if you just joined us, it's Monday night and we're live. Now this will play on reruns around the clock. The only exception to this programming until next Sunday is when I go live at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And at 10 o'clock, when the teaching goes on 59 minutes from now. We got one more hour, I'm at 71. 29 more, and we got the first 100 of the 300. This is the first marathon that a lot of you have experienced. You know, I've put up with you dragging your feet on reservations. We're about 200 short for Sunday. I put up with about half the normal double portion people in July. Interesting thing is we had about the same number that do what they do every July, count on the double portion, covering their failure to give. This is the chance for a lot of you that didn't have what it takes to make the 12-hour commitment each week to at least sacrifice in your giving. I don't care whether it's payment of a secret 16 pledge you've already made that you still have payments to make. Don't care if it's your tithe. Don't care if it's an early payment of the tabernacle offering coming up in September and October. I don't care if it's starting to tithe again when you know you should have never stopped. I don't care what it is. I want 300 people giving 1,000 by Sunday. And I want the rest of you giving sacrificially more than you would have given or had planned to give this week. You're not a Christian if you're not tithing. And you don't have the Spirit of God in you if you don't respond when I make this kind of call the way the Macedonians responded to Paul. They begged and pleaded they might participate. There's too many in this congregation that have stopped having the breath of eternity on you. You're supposed to be laying up treasures in heaven. This is your opportunity. This is the chance to worship and show God that you'll step up to the plate when the need comes. Now get on the telephone. I'm at 71 still. I told you how we will win this battle when you get in it. When every phone in here stays busy. When some of you in the Los Angeles area get in your car, there's a dock box in the foyer. Bring your 1,000 and put it in the box and get on these phones. This festival will play over again at 11 o'clock. We need people here. We need them all day tomorrow. Now get in this battle with us. I've drawn a line. Doesn't matter whether we need the money. We're going to show the devil that you've still got the giving spirit in you. So Get on the telephone and let's move it right on up to the first 100. 300 must be in by Sunday. 300 people giving 1,000 in combination of whatever, tithes, offerings, and pledges. I want 300 people either reach ahead and pay it now or make a new commitment. I want 300 people giving 1,000 by Sunday, and all the rest of you making a sacrificial extension on what you were going to give. Get on the telephone. You know, I'm amazed that Secret 16, 2 years, that you cannot wake up and you so easily absorb and then take for granted what you've been part of. We do not use our monthly and weekly budget for maintenance, upkeep, the purchase of new equipment. Our budget is totally taken up with extending the gospel, payroll for the staff, satellite payments. We have just a little over 100 KU band. Why every person has not spent the 200 to 300 to 600 maximum to get a small dish KU band, which guarantees no matter what. We don't have to go back to the FCC to get licenses for the KU band. Once it's granted, it's forever. Why can't you get on board, folks? I've stayed ahead of Antichrist. You have a KU band, you got 24-hour teaching from now till Jesus comes. The short wave is wonderful. But we have to fight constantly. Only a government can get a frequency for short wave. If the government of Costa Rica does not fight for the frequencies, we lose them, and people are constantly trying to camp out on them. If the government of Anguilla does not fight, we send and pay thousands of dollars for people as frequency coordinators to go to the quarterly and monthly and annual meetings of the international boards. But the reality is, we could lose frequencies. The big dish is under government control. We lease from the government the frequencies. Frequencies are only given to the governments of the various countries where we have short wave. You just take things for granted as we fight Antichrist on every side. The KU band absolutely ensures, forgetting how much we spent to get the uplink and how much we spend to connect all of the things that send the signal, we pay right at $30,000 a month just for the band that we have on Telstar. That means we're paying $30,000 a month for 100 people to get the KU band. You pay $200 to $600 maximum, and you got it forever. We pay $30,000 a month. Now, you want to divide 100 into 30,000 and try to figure out if your contributions match what we're paying to give you that KU band signal? Somebody do the math real quick. 100 into 30,000 is how much? Do it real fast. 30, no, no, no. 100 into 30,000. 10 is 3,000. 100 is $300, isn't it? 100 times 300, what is that? It's 300 times 100. Somebody do the math. Somebody quickly tell me. What is the dollar figure of dividing 300 into 30,000? 100 into 30,000.
$300, sir.
So we pay $300, forgetting the uplink, forgetting the personnel, the payroll, the programming, forgetting everything else. We pay $300 a month for you to be able to get the signal on your KU band. Because I believe that God wants, and I believe that enough people will eventually, if we have 3,000 people with a KU band, the devil and all of his angels cannot bring this ministry down. When are you going to get on the planet instead of being a presumptuous bunch of Israelites that think you got it all coming to you because you've been getting it? And Secret 16 has brought this ministry up. We can't. How much do you think we pay all these stations that's sending the signal out who appreciate the teaching more than most of you seem to? That's where the budget goes. $100,000 a month for the big dish. GE3. Utility bills. You know what the power bills are to keep this ministry alive 24 hours a day? That's why things fell in disrepair. Secret 16 has restored the baptistry. Secret 16 is in the process of restoring King's House 1. Secret 16 put the roofs, hundreds of thousands of dollars on every building. Secret 16 just put $100,000 to put a cooling tank, a cooling tower on King's House, on the cathedral. Finished last week. Or we would have been had to move all the Bibles out and you would have sweltered in heat. Get on the planet, folks, and recognize you're a part of what's happening. Oh, if I was to tell you, Secret 16, you got disappointed because of Jesus Saved signs. Let me tell you that Secret 16, if it's going to put the Jesus Saved signs up there, you're lined up to participate. Are you absolutely without a brain? We're not moving those Jesus Saved signs unless somebody can tell me how to move them without destroying them. We're not putting a new Jesus Saved signs up on the building. We can hire any kind. I mean, they put signs on the top of new high-rises. I can hire anybody to mimic the Jesus Saved signs. I can't say these are the ones that R.A. Torrey, Hugh Campbell Morgan, J. Vernon McGee preached under that we kept as a testimony in this city. Maybe I'll find a way to get them up there. But when are you going to stop having to see your name in lights and be satisfied to have your name recorded in His book every week because this ministry has gotten new strength and new life? You walk in and you see, how many of you remember the condition this studio used to be in? How many of you occasionally tune in and see the bad photography and the bad quality of these old P-70 films that we used to use? Do you realize that many of our tapes cannot be used on commercial? The teaching is still good. It will stay on our network. You'll be able to get that teaching the rest of your life. But these NBC, ABC, Fox, UPN stations will not take programs of that quality. Where do you think we got the money to buy all these new cameras? Have you forgotten it was $150,000 for the sound system alone? The chapel. You now have a place you can come. I'm not dead to the fact that you people in Los Angeles are very fortunate that the rest of the network is paying the bills to give you something that has been lacking in this ministry. What old Catholic churches have of people that go to Mass where their father and their mother went, to be able to be married in that chapel, to come and have your baby dedicated in that chapel, to be able to come any hour of the day and go in there and pray. We couldn't have a baptismal service. The baptistry was gone. We may still have to buy an air conditioning unit for King's House 1, and that doesn't come cheap. We're not using operating budget. Just this week, we have a sound man that installed the sound system coming down from Oregon to train the latter part of this week to train a host of volunteers to run the sound system. We couldn't even have Roger come up and play the guitar Sunday because the man we fired didn't show anybody how to hook up the amp. We're buying 3 amps that we're wiring into every program. We have to get another amp for his guitar and leave it here, one for King's House 1. We already bought one for the cathedral. And the sound man will wire it into the system. Can't have every independent musician up here controlling his own sound. We have a brilliant musician sitting back there. Clayton, who as a boy, dreamed of playing the piano in my ministry. He's accomplished on a synthesizer. We've already ordered 3 new synthesizers to be installed and hooked up with a sound man that comes from Oregon. We don't take that out of operating. That's secret 16. Don't put me in a position of having to say projects, which opens the door for the government to come and see if we did the project. Will you have a little respect for the brains your pastor has?
Yes, sir.
You don't give for projects. Secret 16 is a commitment we've made. If I have to sell my parents' house to get it done, I'll do it. Everything I have has been committed to this ministry for years. And I don't think there's anybody out there that's so dumb doesn't think I could probably make some money if I wanted to do something else. I'm not like most preachers, can't do anything else. And they don't do that very well. Should take astronomy and study Uranus. We're carrying the kibbutz a little four. We're buying 2 or 3 new synthesizers. So we have one there, one here, and one at King's House 1. Did you enjoy the live music a few times these last weeks?
Yes, sir.
The way we used to do festivals. Look at this studio. We don't let musicians come in here with their own instruments. We buy them. I don't get prisoner to somebody's musical instrument. When did you last buy a quality grand piano? Some of our pianos need to be replaced. The quality we need, we're running between $20,000 and $40,000 a piano. I'm embarrassed to have the quality musician as we had at the piano in the cathedral because of the quality of the piano. They've been here, my Lord, been here 30 years. Wake up! We had a problem with not enough microphones the other night. We gave the order a couple of weeks ago to buy, we've expanded the musicians, buy a microphone for every singer at all 3 places. You remind me of children who don't even know how their daddy pays the bills at the house. The secrets keep us moving forward. And there's never been an expenditure for a secret that has let you be a part of the innards of this ministry. Everything that goes on, you are participating in when you participated in Secret 16. How do you calculate your participation in what's been done in this building? And 14 floors of the tower, you think that we are just going to go down there and say, Kazam! And they get carpeted, and they get cleaned, and equipment is put in, and the... Are you nuts?
No.
One person said yes, and that's he's intelligent. He's smart enough to know. You need to be woke up. Now get on board. It is criminal that this ministry, that had people that owe their life to this teaching, will look on and not even give the down payment of a car. Go buy a new car, and they'll give you $3,000 cash and put it here. Then let them foreclose on it. Out with those lying car dealers. that 700 people, now 8 months into the year, were not willing to commit $3,000 above tithe by Christmas. What's the matter with you? Christ died for you. Now get off your duff and get on the phone. I want $300,000 in here by Sunday. Well, you give me 300 KU band members, and it's criminal that we don't have 300 people yet that have gotten a KU band dish. Give me 300 of you. I'm only paying $100 a month for you to have the signal coming to you off of that satellite. This church is looking for the uncommon man or woman that sees participation here as your opportunity to seize by faith and be a part of this ministry and to stand alongside Paul and me when the judgment seat of Christ hands out the rewards. That's what this is about. You only have two choices as a Christian. You either find someone you can follow as they follow Christ, or you get out there and start following him your way and see how many will follow you as you follow Christ. There's only domotage and sheep. And your only choice is the right domotage. You do not have the option of not participating in a ministry that's larger than you. And when you put God in his house first, he helps you with your problems. I repeat, somebody said, I don't know why so many problems are happening to my family. Well, he ain't here, and his family's not here. I mean, you got to be a dunce cap to have to ask that question, why so much happening? You put yourself first, you lose your life. Put God first, he's on your side with your problems. It ain't complicated. You're the complication that God has. Now, get on the phone! We're at 72. Heading for the first 100. I need 300 people in combination of their tithes, past commitments, new commitments, giving 1,000 by this Sunday. It ain't going to happen unless every one of you gets in the battle. You that can't give the 1,000, then double up what you've been giving. Do something sacrificial. Get on the phone and keep faith in this line. We only got 23 more minutes of live time tonight. And I want this moving up to 100. Come on, we're at 72. Some more thousands. I need 300,000 by Sunday. Now, we had another song without it moving on up. I'm still at 72. I'm asking 300 people to give 1,000 by Sunday. The rest of you to give sacrificially. And I want the secret 16 thermometer, particularly the 700 that are give 3,000 by Christmas. We're not even a third of the way. Now you look in your heart and your spirit and ask if you're willing to dare to believe God that you can find 3,000 by Christmas and give the first 1,000 of it this week. 28 more and we'll be at the first 100. Now come on. 19 more minutes. Get this moving. I don't want another song without a $1,000 pledge coming over here. That's better. We're up to 76. 24 to go to the first 100. While I was reiterating Secret 16, complete new sound system upstairs. The engineer that's been here for years, having to be trained up there how to even run it. On and on it goes as we have upgraded this ministry in all dimensions. Every time the sound goes out. I failed to mention, I don't know if you noticed, we got a new sound system at King's House 1. And I'm tired of renting those big screens. About time we buy them. They charge us an arm and a leg to have that video wall. We need our own. That's what Secret 16's about. I ain't committing to buy anything. We're just spending the money as fast as it comes to upgrade this ministry. And you're a part of everything. Every time the sound goes out, you're part of it. Wake up! Don't God, stay where you're supposed. Stay in the Lord. Now get on the phone! I'm at 76. I need voices of faith here through the 10 o'clock hour and after at 11, because when 56 teaching time is over, the festival that we started live at 7 p.m. tonight. We'll replay at 11 o'clock. And it'll keep replaying. The only thing it will stop for is communion time. That I want to keep going at the regular times because I am also attacking the sickness in our congregation. You haven't learned anything from my teaching. You haven't learned anything from the Bible. If you don't understand, you approach God with sacrifice. You ever do anything for God, it'll cost you something. Now, we have five more minutes, and I'm still at 78. While two of you are sitting there laying up treasures here instead of heaven. Now, at least make the last 6 minutes active on the phone. And keep calling, even in the next hour, and throughout the rerun time. I'll be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, attacking the rest of this 100 and the second 100. 300 people must give 1,000 by Sunday. Just that simple. Oh, I can't afford it. Well, heaven couldn't afford to send Jesus here either. Didn't need to. You can't afford not to participate when I draw this line. If you're part of this ministry, the Spirit has tapped you on the shoulder, you're watching tonight, you better be giving something. And 300 given 1,000, so get on telephone.